Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The
Talk Radio
Countdown. The one thing he didn't talk about, which of course the campaign was based on, was the economy and jobs, right? And so this was an address that really was very aspirational in many moments, especially talking about equal rights. And at the same time, I think there are a lot of Americans out there saying, right, but what I'm really concerned about right now is, where are we going on jobs? What is the future of the American economy? What's the future of the American middle class?
There's political analyst Amy Walter commenting on what the president did not say in the inaugural address the other day. Jobs and the economy, foreign relations, all kinds of things. It was really kind of a fluffer nutter speech, according to many people, but he had his way, and that's what he likes. And what do you like is, more importantly, the focus here as we listen to the issues of the day, the events of the day, the people that folks are talking about. Your comments at 888-302-3684, the call-in line for the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Email me, Doug, at DougSteffen.com. On the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits in talk radio through the week and the big three-hour weekend program put together with the help of the folks at Talkers.com. You want to stay on top of what's going on in the talk radio world, go to Talkers.com. Here's Joe Scarborough, along with Mika Brzezinski, talking to Al Hunt from Bloomberg, and also Mike Barnicle, who's on often with Scarborough. They talk about some of the reviews of the presidential speech.
The reviews are in.
The reviews are in.
And it was a liberal speech for a liberal constituency. The left is saying that, the center is saying that, the right saying that.
Certainly there are a lot of questions as to where do we go from here and where does the Republican Party go from here. Listen to this, because there's certainly some agreement among pundits about the goal of the president's speech. The New York Times said this: the president made a forceful argument for a progressive agenda. The Atlantic's James Fallows says this: the most sustainedly progressive statement Barack Obama has made in his decade on the national stage. And the Washington Post's Eugene Robinson called it unabashedly progressive. Conservative Charles Krauthammer said this. He praised the speech as historically important, but elaborated by saying that Obama is basically declaring the end of Reaganism in this speech. And the Wall Street Journal editorial page declared President Obama has never been as candid as he was on Monday in asserting his liberal ambitions. If his second term does break down into more partisan gridlock and rancor, let the record show that the president set the tone with his second inaugural.
Al Hunt, do you agree with those assessments that this was an unabashedly liberal speech?
It was. He laid out his vision. His vision, we should not be surprised, is that of a liberal, a progressive country where he wants the country to be in 10, 20 years. I think it's a mainstream liberal position. I don't think it was any of the flaky stuff. But I think that's what an inaugural address is for. It's not a State of the Union. It's not a budget. It's to say, here's where I think the country ought to be. That's what Reagan did in 1985. That's what Roosevelt did in 1937. So I don't think we should be surprised, but it clearly was a very strong progressive liberal speech.
Mike, what was the purpose of the speech? What was the president trying to accomplish? You always try to move the ball forward on one level or another. What was the president's plan? Because usually we have George H.W. Bush talking about the era of the extended hand or the offered hand, and other presidents always reaching out to the other side. This president didn't do this yesterday. That certainly was his right. But why do you think that is?
I think it was a statement, the obvious statement, to the people assembled, to the people watching, to the people behind him on the stage, the other elected officials. I won.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I won. I am far less naive today than I was 4 years ago, but I'm far more certain today about who I am and where I want to take this country over the next 4 years. I think basically that's what that speech was.
It was, I learned on the job, and I'm ready to do now what I want to do. I didn't think Krauthammer raved about the speech at all. We heard his comments yesterday on the countdown. But more importantly, what are your thoughts? 888-302-DOUG. We'll have some calls after we spend a little bit more time on actual input from hosts and programs. We're often influenced by what's on news, the news talk television programs as well. Here's radio host Richard Dixon talking to John Lebutier, who's a political analyst that appears on lots of shows, about the inaugural address from his point of view.
I was completely nonplussed by the inauguration thing. Let me ask you this. If a George W. Bush had gotten up at his second inauguration and the economy had been in the shambles that this one remains in, and he'd not said a single damn word about the economy in his inaugural address, how do you suppose the media might have reacted to that?
Not well. They would have gone bananas, as they should. And but we know there's a double standard in the media. Big time double standard.
My belief
and,
is that,
it's be that way.
I think Obama has written it off. He's just like, we fixed it. It's fixed. We're moving on. And of course it's not fixed. There's nothing good about this economy. The prices are up. Unemployment is up. Gas prices are sky high. And nothing is moving forward the way it's supposed to outside of the Dow Jones Industrial Average. But he's just going to move on and pretend like everything is hunky-dory now.
That may be his strategy, is don't focus on it, and it'll creep back to normalcy. And if he focuses on it, it focuses it on his failure. I don't know. I am shocked that he was able to get reelected in such a bad economy. And we had been hearing, no president with 8% unemployment has been reelected since FDR, blah, blah, blah. And, the guy wins a pretty handy reelection.
Mm-hmm. So what do you...
And we know the numbers are actually worse than the numbers they report.
Oh, significantly worse. What do you see for a second term here? You've got something in mind. You can see something in the horizon that the president is going to try to push, and obviously he's got to get it through a Republican Congress. But what are your thoughts on the matter?
Well, first of all, on getting anything through the Republican Congress, he's got a plan on that, which is, I'm very popular. The Republicans are very unpopular. I've been reelected. They are weak. I'm going to slam them and maybe win the House back in 2014. And I can work with the Senate Republicans. We can make deals with Mitch McConnell and run Boehner and the Tea Party boys in the House and get stuff through. That's the legislative strategy. Now, what is it that they're going to jam through? Based on yesterday's speech, which is obviously a very liberal speech from a liberal president, who, like I said, he doesn't have to worry about reelection or doesn't have to temper his real feelings.
Yep.
He brought up global warming. And sounds like he's going to put a big oomph into that, immigration, gun control. That's what they're going to try to jam down our throats in the next year.
All right, so lots of speculation, postulation, what's going to be the reality. We all kind of play the game of wait and see and have our fun, our discussions, or get our emotions out one way or another. And that's why it's handy to be accessing 888-302-3684. Right now, as the countdown continues, it's focus on the president. The ladies on The View talk about something a little off the beaten path in a moment here on the countdown.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center, now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
We wanted a metaphor for the big deals at OfficeMax, like a huge... But to pass more savings on to you, we got an elephant 9 inches tall riding a unicycle. He's a symbol for our tiny prices. Like when you buy a 10-ream case of Office Max Multi-Use Paper for $46.99 using your Max Perks card, you get $42 back in Max Perks rewards. It's like paying $4.99 for a full case of paper. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max, but don't step on our elephant. Offer ends January 26th. Max Perks rewards and other restrictions apply. See store for details. Limit 2.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete, free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
888-302-3684 here on our daily countdown. It's Tuesday, the 22nd of January. I'm Doug Steffen, now introducing Gwen Ifill from PBS, talking to Mark Shields and David Brooks. Shields on the left, Brooks on the right, about the president and who it was he was speaking to.
We all watched this together, and now that you've had some time to digest it all, Mark, the president said, we are made for this moment. But who's we?
We Americans, my fellow Americans, we are made for this moment, I think is how we put it, and we can seize it if we do it together. And I think that was the theme of today. I mean, it was a strongly communitarian, more than I'd heard the president use in the past, that was a sense of, rather than asking the questions been asked by presidents and candidates of the last generation, are you better off? Am I better off than I was a year or two? He was asking, are we better off? Will we be better off? Will the strongest among us be more just? Will the weak be more secure? At least in my paraphrase, and that's what came through to me.
Did you get a sense he was speaking to everybody, including people who didn't vote for him, Dave?
Yeah, but making an argument, you know, it was about collectivity. There's no question about that. 4 years ago, it was about being transpartisan, about healing divides. He was sort of above the fray. Now he's in the fray. He's picked the team. And his team is his party, his belief system. And I thought he made the case for a very pragmatic, prudential, incremental, but progressivism. A more forthright case for progressivism than we've heard in some time, even more than Bill Clinton ever made. And so I thought he raised the debate, and it's good to have this debate. I really thought it was one of the best inaugural speeches in the past half century, because the speeches that work are making an argument for something, and he made an argument for something. And then, you know, I'm not as liberal as he, so I then thought, oh, here's where I differ, here's where I don't. So I thought it was really educational and very provocative.
Provocative. That would be a word for it. 888-302-3684, the president and his lofty ideals. The inaugural address and reality, it seems that Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said if the president's going to pursue the kind of agenda he spoke about, it's not designed to bring us together. Only 38% of Americans watched any part of the inaugural address, according to a new Gallup poll. The number falls 22% below the 60% who watched his first inaugural in 2009, and 2% lower than those who watched George Bush's second inaugural in 2005. I found the whole thing to be a big bore and is really annoyed by all the parties afterwards. Meanwhile, back to the issues in a moment here on the countdown.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com.
LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganix. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganix.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganix.com. Order now at Terraganix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So we have a forward call for change in relationships with gays and lesbians. Let's treat them equally. I have no problem with that whatsoever. I think that's one of the things that I would agree with, and there's time we grew up when it came to that issue. 888-302-3684, that's my opinion. What's yours? Here are hosts John Zach and Susan Rose talking to a college student who attended the inauguration.
Now, you attended the inauguration. It was a lightning trip down by bus, watching the inauguration, back on the bus for the trip back to Rochester. Did you get a glimpse of the president?
I got a glimpse of his motorcade at one point, and then but I wasn't able to see him, and then I got a glimpse of his motorcade again during the parade, and I think I saw the outline of his head, but I wasn't actually able to see him out of the car or anything.
What memory, Ben, are you taking with you after witnessing this?
Probably the massive crowd standing in the middle of it, everybody having an American flag and just erupting into applause. Whenever during Obama's speech and at the end and during Beyonce's song that she sang. And yeah, really just like the unison of standing with everyone together and just applauding. And
did anything that the president say during his speech particularly impress you, Ben?
I noticed that there was increased applause, especially when he was speaking about climate change and also when he was speaking about gay rights. Just the area around me, I don't know if the rest of the mall had the same level of applause, but the area around me really took to that.
Now, we understand you campaigned for President Obama as he sought re-election, so your trip to Washington was putting the bottle cap on a political adventure this year and last year.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Because I was in College Democrats at the University of Rochester, so I got to campaign for him a lot. And then I even visited Ohio to go to a rally, and I got to see him at a rally. And then I actually got to vote for him, and now I finally got to see him inaugurated and take his office again, which was just a really nice full circle.
888-302-3684. The ladies on The View got down to brass tacks. The important thing, what about Michelle Obama's new haircut?
President!
President Barack Obama was sworn in for his second term in office, and during the festivities that coincided beautifully with Martin Luther King Jr. Day. So what is the media preoccupied with this momentous occasion? The First Lady's haircut, which the New York Daily News called, quote, bangtastic. Bangtastic.
I love her bangs. I thought she looked stunning. I don't think she could look any better. I love her freshness.
I knew she was taken after Joy.
Oh, yes, that must be it.
Because Joy has always had bangs.
Yeah. She's got a fantabulous,
beautiful one. Her hairstylist, Johnny Wright, is like amazing. Johnny Wright.
Jackie Kennedy, have we had such a, I think, a fashion-forward, most incredibly beautiful. Well, I shouldn't say mean things against the others. Maybe.
No, you shouldn't.
I mean, I'm not saying that they were not also lovely. Yes. Pat Nixon with her lovely little cloth coat.
But do you remember after the First Lady?
Shut up, Jim.
After the First Lady wore J. Crew and after she wore White House Black Market, the sales were, out of town, right?
So
watch this haircut. I bet everyone's going to be walking in and asking for the First Lady.
Well, she's wearing Jason Wu.
I have bangs. I got bangs last week. I knew. It was inauguration week.
So you banged up.
All right. No, he's counting them for a chuckle. Meanwhile, did Beyonce lip sync her song at the end of the inauguration? That, along with the Obama hairdo and some of the things the ladies were wearing, not only at the inaugural, but more importantly at the balls, that's big stuff as well. All right, so we've accumulated a lot of information. Let's get some callers on the air in a few moments here on the countdown at 888-302-DOUG.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay, just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
According to the FBI Uniform Crime Report, there are over 5,000 robberies every day. Your home could be at risk of being burglarized. Don't put your loved ones and valuables in jeopardy. For just over a dollar per day, your home can be protected from break-ins, fire, and more. Get the latest home security technology from Protect Your Home, your ADT authorized dealer. Over 6 million households sleep better at night with ADT monitored home security. What's more, Protect Your Home is offering you their latest equipment, an $850 value, absolutely free for qualified customers. Protect your loved ones and home today. Call now for licenses and to find out more. The call is free, 1-800-261-3620. That's 1-800-261-3620. Again, 1-800-261-3620. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $36.99 per month. Payment by credit card or electronic bank account charge. For new homeowner customers with satisfactory credit history only. Local permit fees may be required. Certain restrictions apply. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown. All right, a lot of talented folks waiting to be heard on the countdown. Doug Steffen here with a review of what's going on. We have been involved in the inauguration from the host point of view. Now let's get your calls at 888-302-3684, starting with Jeff in Louisiana, with a focus on what many of us have said. It was pretty much the same old, yeah?
I've seen the inauguration and watched the speech. It's the same old to me, you know, same rhetoric, same speech. And I'm not here to diminish anybody's happiness or how they feel about the historical aspects of it, but it seems as if it's the same thing. I'm ready to see what's going to be pen to paper, the bills that are going to be passed, and, you know, what has been passed that's not being talked about. You know, I think Americans need to wake up and get away from the pageantry and the rhetoric of it all and pay attention to what's really happening.
Well, we especially need to get away from the pageantry, which was completely unnecessary. Many people agree with that. 888-302-3684 brings us Felicia, who's in Washington, with a focus on the area where she lives.
I like to speak about the unspoken words. I just want to know, why is it so difficult for President Barack Obama to express publicly that he supports the rights of the citizens of the District of Columbia to have statehood? Give us a break. Thousands of district residents volunteered in Virginia, Ohio, and Florida to ensure this Democratic victory, and yet no mention. Who are we? When are we somebody, Mr. President? You've made bold statements and taken a very bold act in your first administration. Go out clean. Give us statehood. Make us free.
Wow, that's a good speech. She should run for office, that lady, Felicia. 888-302-DOUG brings us Dave, who's in Pennsylvania, thinks the president is a hypocrite.
My biggest problem, I guess, was the president's hypocrisy in speaking of democracy, and what we're having is a reduction in the last 4 years of our democracy. A lot of our freedoms are diminishing, and his excessive use of executive orders, particularly when Congress is in session. And I'm calling on Congress to please look at when executive orders can be issued. I understand, you know, there's sometimes emergencies when they're out of session, but it just seems like there's an excessive use of them.
All right. executive orders. Now, here's something that I was under the impression that Obama had issued a number of executive orders, perhaps the most in the history of the presidency. Turns out I saw a graph the other day that I looked at, and it turns out the president has, to date anyway, issued 144 executive orders, and that's the least number of these sorts of orders by any president since Benjamin Harrison was president in the early 1890s. So what some of us learned from certain sources in the news media, I'll admit to you, was completely wrong. I was under the impression, listening to some of these people talk about this stuff, and so that's why it's good to check around and figure these things out. 888-302-3684, Dan in Missouri on political parties.
Well, I think that actually if people will stop and listen to what the president said, when he said, we the people and together, it's very simple. He means that if we all work together, we can solve our problems. And that is the way it is. People of different Democrat or Republican can turn things around and make it look like he's against them when he's not. And I think that's the biggest problem with our country. Everybody judges everything. They need to separate themselves from the party and listen to the man.
The parties are the problem. No question about it. Democrats and Republicans together can't seem to get the job done because it's all about them and not about you. Beverly in North Carolina liked what the president had to say.
His speech was wonderful. And I think now at last he's come into himself. You know, 4 years ago, his speech was mostly about, well, we'll just say that he came to office believing that he could join people together, that there were no blue or red states, just the United States. Well, Republicans surely threw what I call a monkey wrench into that. So I really believe now that he changes his strategy and he believes and he sees diversity. He's going to tackle it. I think he's now going to fight for the core pieces of democracy, our democratic legacy, for people with Social Security and Medicare. He's going to be himself now. That's what I saw. And I think that the Republican Party should now try to reach across the aisle. They haven't done it before. They should realize that their rating is now 25%. And Congress's rating is 15%. We have to get real. We have to understand that only together we can work. Divided, we'll fall.
That's a pretty good way of looking at it, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, you're right. 888-302-3684. Thought it was kind of interesting to read some of the reviews because a lot of people were talking about that picture, the eye roll. Heard round the world. House Speaker John Boehner said he didn't really know what if Michelle Obama was ticked off or whatever it was when she rolled her eyeballs because her husband and Boehner were having a conversation about whatever may have been going on. There was nobody really listening, and nobody's really asked the question. Boehner was sitting next to the Obamas at that luncheon. You saw that, right? And he turned to them and said something that made Mrs. Obama roll her eyes. Was that a scowl or not? Or is the news media, as usual, making too much of this? 888-302-3684. I just saw something that Boehner said, quote, I have no clue what that was about. And there was just a casual conversation going on. At any rate, not so important, but kind of interesting to talk with, kind of like what people were wearing. Here's Amanda from Georgia to wrap it up.
I would just like to commend the president that he was very all-inclusive in his inaugural speech. He dotted all his I's and he crossed his T's. Therefore, it made it possible for us to be able to understand that we as an American people, even in the parade, everything indigenous to America that makes America what it is was there, and we could see it with our own eyes. As far as the issues that are on his plate now, the China, the cabinets that he's chosen have shown a true diversity in what we are doing as a people. But what we have to understand, we just can't blame him for everything that has happened. And we must be a people that are willing to stand together and give the man the hope and the grace that he deserves for the work that's already been done.
All right. Yeah, you don't mind if I disagree with you 100% on pretty much everything you said there, ma'am. But you have the right to express yourself and are encouraged to do so here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Next up in discussion focus, gun control and the latest from various sources, talk radio and callers as well will be invited. Same way to get in touch is 888-302-3684.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now?
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me?
What? Why would you?
There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today, and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new IT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com. It's a new year and a great time to reflect on things you sometimes take for granted. As the saying goes, freedom doesn't come free. That couldn't be more true for our wounded soldiers returning home. Would you please join me in supporting veterans by getting them the help that they need and deserve? My partners at the Purple Heart Service Foundation are dedicated to seeing that all veterans receive the support they need, so with your help, they can continue to go above and beyond to serve those who have served us so well. Get involved today by making a donation. You can give any unneeded vehicle easily with a free pickup, boats, that sort of thing. Cash, credit card donations are also accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. The Purple Heart Service Foundation relies on your donation, so don't sit around thinking about helping. Do something. Get involved by calling 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. Purple Heart Service Foundation, 877-743-1631.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Now get 39-cent color copies in-store, at self-serve, or online at StaplesCopyCenter.com for pickup or delivery. Ends 126. Details in-store or online. Staples. That was easy.
888-302-DOUG is the phone number. Gun control now in our focus with ongoing conversations on Talk Radio and Talk Television. Let's start by listening to Aaron Burnett here, having a correspondent conversation with Ed LaVendrea of CNN about the shooting that erupted out of an argument in a Texas college library.
What is your understanding at this point about how this happened?
Well, really, the best information or the most colorful information we've received or heard so far is from those witnesses that saw the altercation taking place. There was one witness who had told one of the initial reporters here on the scene that they had seen the altercation escalate. And in the words of that one witness, they talked about how it seemed like it was something that could have been resolved, but it just kept escalating. One gun involved between these two people. The maintenance worker who was shot in the crossfire there was wounded in the leg, and he's being treated in the hospital as well. The two people who were involved in the altercation are also hospitalized and wounded and being treated as well. But so far, no charges and no arrests have been made, Aaron.
And Ed, what can you tell us? You say one gun between the two people. With so much focus now on gun laws, what kinds of guns are used, whether they're legal, what do you know at this point?
Well, we've been asking around as to whether or not this was a handgun that was legally owned, legally purchased, what the background is on that gun. Obviously,
right.
There are...
Let me bring you up to date on this. This is a report that took place in the last 24 hours. Latest is that a 22-year-old man actually has been charged with this shooting. It was at a community college campus in Texas. Three people were wounded. Carlton Berry is the man's name, charged with aggravated assault. Following the shooting, it was at Lone Star College near Houston. The two people involved in an argument were treated in the hospital, including a woman with student identification. A maintenance worker, you heard him say, was shot in the leg as well. So just another, not just, but you know what I'm saying, another example of a gun incident. These things are going to be played up by the media because there is need, or there certainly is conversation about a need for a change in our gun laws. Let's follow up here with talk host Rick Sanchez, the fellow who used to be on CNN, now doing a talk radio program. He talks about how the news media is trying to make the shooting, that is the Texas shooting, a bigger story than it really is.
The cable newsies are doing everything they can to elongate this story. This is where it's fun to be able to tell the story from this side. Okay? Insider perspective. Ready? Here you go. I did that for a long time, and I know what happens on a boring news day when you get something semi-exciting. And your job as a newscaster is to stretch. Now, I'll be honest with you. I've read everything there is to know about this story. It sounds to me like it's a dead story. Pardon the pun, but I'm serious. It's a shooting. Apparently, the guy who did the shooting has been apprehended. There may have been another guy. But here's essentially what happened here, right? Two people got into some kind of argument. They took out a gun. They shot each other. They shot at each other. Case closed. It's no different than what happens in America on street corners everywhere. It is news because it happened at a college, but for the most part, it's been solved. We know what happened. However, it's great, great pictures. You know why? Because the SWAT's been called in, because the helicopters are up in the air for all the local channels in Houston. And as long as they're providing that feed and providing that picture, and then the cable news stations are all over it, and they're going to tell you every inch of the story, even though it's not really that big a story. But it's a wonderful opportunity to get people kind of teased and hooked in and excited about what's going on.
888-302-3684. That was pretty interesting that the NRA, or at least Wayne LaPierre, blasted the president's inaugural, accusing him of limiting American freedoms. A lot of people are talking about that. Let's get a couple of these callers in here. 888, do we have that? No, let's get a piece of this conversation with Dan Kaplis, talking to legal analyst David Capel about the president's proposal in the inaugural.
Your overall reaction to the president's gun control proposal?
Some of the things he did in those executive orders are okay and constructive. Two of them would be, one, to change the regulations for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives so that two people who want to sell a gun, private citizens, not firearms dealers, can voluntarily go in for a background check, and the licensed firearms dealer, who's the only guy who can access the instant check system, can do that. I think that making that voluntary is as much as you can ever expect, because criminals aren't going to go in and do a background check for, since they know they're selling a gun to another criminal anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, just two regular guys, one of whom's selling a gun to another, they might want to do the instant check, as long as they can do it in a proper way that doesn't have gun registration in it.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is all of the national bills we've certainly seen for expanding background checks have actually been covert bills for gun registration written by Michael Bloomberg's lobby.
Let's zero in on that for a second, David. Tell people about this gun registration concern, what you think is really going on, and where you believe it would ultimately lead.
Okay. All right, well, we don't get time for that, but do you get the gist of that conversation? Callers in a moment on the countdown.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And gun control in the focus here in the conversation. Certainly a lot of correspondents have talked to TV hosts about what's going on here. More shooting. There was one in New Mexico, I remember, the other day. New Orleans. It goes on and on. Chicago. There's always a shooting in Chicago. Here's Talk host Aaron Flint with Tim Macy from the Gun Owners of America group about the proposal to ban or at least limit assault weapons and how states ought to be able to handle some of these new laws, the new federal laws.
What are you tracking right now as you're talking with your members with the Gun Owners of America? What are some of the proposals that you think the president or Senate Democrats are going to be pushing when it comes to gun control?
Well, their emphasis on assault weapons bans, the terminology we would call defense weapons, because why would any American give up the most effective means of defense to defend their home, family, and country? Will be a very tough row to hoe for the president or anyone else to get passed through Congress. We had it for 10 years from 1994 to 2004. In fact, gun violent crimes went down in that period, after that period, and proving that it didn't work. So they'll have a tough time passing that. I think we've got a strong enough Congress that knows that it didn't work the first time. They allowed it to sunset and go away. Why bring something back just as a feel-good measure that does nothing? The things we're most worried about, and the people don't all necessarily understand, are things like universal background checks, which people, it doesn't sound bad on its face, but people don't understand where universal background checks takes you, and the mental health aspects, and they don't understand where things like that take you.
What are some proposals that you think states should be looking at when it comes to state laws?
Well, we're looking at a lot of states that are doing similar things, where they're actually making it a crime for anyone of the federal government to come in and try to impose federal gun laws on the states, and punishable by up to 4 years in prison other states are, you know, multiple different programs in different states are being debated right now.
888-302-3684 brings this Jeff, who listens to the countdown in Virginia. Go ahead, Jeff. You have the stage. You're front and center. Let's hear from you.
Yes, sir. With the big push for a control of mental illness, this may decimate our military due to the diagnosis of PTSD. Your veterans won't be able to have guns, which are very highly trained, and even some enlisted men, as we speak, you know, once they get this diagnosis, they wouldn't be able to handle a gun.
Interesting points. 888-302-DOUG. Next is Harold in Arizona with his eye on the government.
After Columbine, there should have been a national task force to deal with this problem because it's a many-faceted problem. It goes back to our criminal laws. It goes back to our failure to deal with mental diseases when they're picked up in our social systems. It goes back to the lack of security in our schools. We have the biggest treasure we have. It's better than the millions of dollars worth of gold we protect with all kinds of latest scientific operation, but we don't protect our schools. Schools should not be accessible to anybody but the children, and there should be no way that somebody carrying a weapon can gain entrance to a school.
All right. So we got it. Thank you, sir. 888-302-3684. Here's Gwen in Washington. She's a retired school principal, has interesting things to say.
We actually had metal detectors at our school in Washington, at J. Hayden Johnson Junior High School. Now, I'm talking with my students. Guns were too easily accessible. They could go over to Virginia and get a gun. They even told me that they could get the guns from the police, and they could pay $15 for a gun. They could get a gun, and they could get it on loan. They could get a gun, pop somebody, and give the gun back. It's just terrible. It's too easily accessed to get these guns. My students, 12 and 14 years old, they were in gangs, and they could too easily access to get guns. It shouldn't be that way. Everybody can get a gun, and that should not be possible. They're talking about this background check and all that. That's not necessary. They don't even need it. I'm talking about young students, 14, 15, 16 years old. Some of my kids was even 12 years old. They could get guns. This is not acceptable.
Man, you're right about that. Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia. Ken Kessler wrote it. We have Michael Fortier in charge of production. I'm Doug Stefan. Thanks for being here.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.